Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tov Memches, and after 7 days, we're going to finally complete the beautiful Sif Gimel and start Sif Dalet. So we have already read the entire Mechaber inside, but we'll remind ourselves with the very top line over here in the Mechaber. He says, Avol Matona Al Menas Lahachzir Lo Mahani. If you make an arrangement to sell your chometz or give your chometz to a non-Jewish person with it being a matana al menas lahachzir, that you're giving it to him with the condition that he's going to give it back to you after Pesach, lo mahani. That is not an acceptable getting rid of your chometz, and there would be a problem of chometz shavol as a Pesach in that situation. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chof, we're talking here about the matana al menas lahachzir is hein liachar Pesach. Obviously, he's going to return it to you after Pesach. If he returns it to you during Pesach, then there'd be no shiloh over here. But we're talking about returning it after Pesach. The issue, footnote number 83, brings down, if you just say stam, you'll give it back to me, and you didn't put down a time, so then the Ramon Choshe Mishra brings down, he can return it anytime he wants. And he brings down, this has ramifications for other mitzvos, and look in the rest of this Dershu footnote to see those ramifications. For example, with a lulav, you have to have ownership of the first day of a lulav and esrog, so this qualifies lokachtem lochem. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chof Aleph says that it doesn't work, this matana manas lahachzir. He says, afal gav de b'chol haTorah matana manas lahachzir, shemo matana im niskay matnai. In all other situations, this does work. A matana amanas lahachzir, as long as the person returns it, is considered a valid matana. As I just said, for example, in Ochas Lulav and Esrog, where you need the lakachtem lochem on the first day, it must be yours, so you can give it to someone else and say, I'm giving it to you, it's yours, but I want you to return it to me. So then that is a perfectly valid way that the person should be yotzei. He owns that for the period of time that he has it, and he gives it back. So that fulfills the tanai, and he really did own it for that period of time. So this is good. As long as you're miskayim the tanai, it normally is good. So why by Pesach, by the chometz, doesn't it work? I'm giving the guy the chometz till after Pesach on the condition that he returns it to me. So here, the Mishneh Berurah says, Hocho yitzrichu chachomim matona gemura. Here the rabbis insisted that it be a full-fledged matona, and not a matona avonas lahachzir. Why? Mishum chumra the chometz, because of the strictness for which we deal with regarding Hilchas Pesach and these additional stringencies, these chumras that we've added to the halachos of not owning chometz on Pesach. Dershu footnote number 85 brings down, the explanation for this you can see in the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Tov Nun, where he writes, Shekivan she'enu nosin es chometz lenochri el amanas shechzir, because you're really giving it to the Nachri on the condition that you're getting it back. And therefore, to other people, Ein Zanir Libnei Adam Kechem Social Nachri. It doesn't look like it's the Chometz of the Nachri. Yeah, he's giving it back right after Pesach. It looks like it's the Chometz of Yisrael, and therefore the rabbis were stricter in this situation. He continues and he suggests, however, it seems from this that if it wasn't for this fact of this Chumra, then it would be perfectly permissible to do this. But how come there isn't the problem over here of Yisrael Rotze B'Kiyumu Shel HaChometz? You want that Chometz to be around because you want to get it back. So how come that isn't the problem over here? So he brings on to the Chasam Sofer. She'ein Issa Rotze B'Kiyumu, the fact that you want it around is only a problem in a situation where you're going to actually benefit. Yisrael revach mikum chometz. You're getting some benefit from the chometz being there. Avo bin yonenu, in our case over here, shena Yisrael rotze b'kiyumu shel chometz, el kadesh lo yafsid. Here, you're not intending to gain something, you just don't want to lose something. You gave him 10 loaves of bread. You gave him 10 bottles of liquor. You don't want to gain on that, you just don't want to lose that. So therefore, that's not called over here a problem of rotze b'kiyumu shel chometz. And therefore, it would mutter, except for the fact that we have a stringency over here for chametz, and that's why we don't allow it. So, back to the Mishneh Berurah. We certainly don't allow this l'chatchila. What about b'dieved? You did give a matana manas lahachzir. So the Mishneh Berurah says, ulinyon d'yeved, after the fact, if you did this matana manas lahachzir, and you get your chametz back after Pesach, so im niskay matznai shech zero, if he in fact gives it back to you after Pesach, so is this considered chometz she'ovel of a Pesach or not? Im mutter? So he brings down, this is a machlokes over here, the achronim. Nechluku ha'achronim b'zeh. The ayin and the bir halacha. So you can see first in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Nuntes, who's arguing over here? He says the El Yerabah, the Machni Ephraim, the Graz are all Mekel over here, as opposed to the Mati Yehuda, the Beis Meir, the Makor Chaim, they're Machmer over here. And he says it's possible the Efshar Mishum Chumer the Chometz, because of the Chumer Chometz, Gam Sheikh Nis Asim the Sofik the Bayirah, and since over here, if the guy doesn't give it back, then he never owns it. So therefore, there's a potential over here that you're actually over by your Rabbi Yimotze. So the rabbis will machmir over here, even b'dieved. And this is the opinion over here of the Yad Ephraim. The issue footnote number 87 brings down likewise, if you were to give a malvet to the Nochri, if you loan the Nochri your chometz, and he gives it back, you gave him 10 loaves of bread, you thought he was going to do business with it, he gives you back those same 10 loaves of bread. So there he says, are those that would say, Osir after Pesach, Sha'osrim la'ochlo le'acha Pesach, however, there are those that are matirim. And he concludes, Shekivin Shanochri Machzil Yisrael es Oso Achomit Shehilvelo, since he's giving you back the exact same bread that you gave him, it appears again to other people like it really was the Chomits of the Yisrael all time, and therefore he says you should be Machmir over here not to eat it after Pesach. But it seems to imply that you could get Hanoah from it by selling it to somebody. Now, in the Bir Halach over here, Matona Amanas Lahachzir, the Chofetz Chaim says the same din applies for din mechira amanas lahachzir. He brings out from the Chemed Moshe that this is only a matana, but this would apply to a sale as well. In the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil Lo Mahani, the Chofetz Chaim adds over here and he says mashma lechora diilad mishum chumra de chometz mutra afilu lechatchil l'nokein. As we just pointed out from the Dir Shu footnote over here 85, the Chofetz Chaim says it again seems that if it wasn't for this chumra that we give to chometz, you'd be allowed to do this. But he questions this. Ube'emes tzarech iyun. Because halo lechatchila bevade osu medina kiven de tole matnoso b'tnai. How could you allow this? Because it's based upon a condition. And if the guy doesn't return it to you, ukishalo yiskai matnai, shalo yachziro, he says, I'm going to give it back to you. Then, lemafreya, it turns out in retrospect, hechomet shalo, that you in fact owned the chomets during Pesach. And therefore, you're putting yourself into a sofik isidar raiso b'ayiro b'ayimotze. So how would it be allowed to be good if it wasn't for this chumra of chomets? And he says this is especially true, Befrat, Shenatnai Tolui Bo, Elo Biachrine. You can't do anything about this. The Tanai is totally dependent upon the non-Jewish person. The Shema Ploni, Lo Yikayim Tanai, and maybe he won't be Mekayim Tanai. The Chofetz Chaim therefore says he found in the Machni Ephraim, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Shekosev Kain, Shelechatchil, Bavadi Osel Asos Kain. Yeah, this is exactly correct. This assumption, this Havamin, is exactly what the Machni Ephraim says you can't do, for the reason that we just said. However, he says the lashon of the poskim shetolub is a chumer di alma. He says it seems that over here that they call it just a chumer bi alma and not a real din. He says I don't really understand why that should be the case. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah Berurah, he continues and he says, "What about v'heichoshamar hareini nosin lecha? I am giving this to you." He says to the guy, "V'sachzi renali, but give it back to me after Pesach. Does that work or not?" So he says, I discussed this more, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where the Mishmur says, I discussed this more. And if you look at that same Bir Halacha that we just started with, Dibu Hamaskal Lomahani, and you go to page 66, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where you go about 8-10 lines down, the Chofetz Chaim writes, V'heicha sho'am harini nosin l'cho v'sach ziri oli, this exact law shown, so the Mogen Avram writes, Dibazeh pshita d'shari medina. This is l'chatrila, perfectly acceptable. This is better than a matan almanas lachzir, which maybe is good b'di'evit. Here it's good even l'chatchila. Why? If he wanted to, lo yamachzir lo, v'ena matanas lui v'chazar, because you gave it to him. If he doesn't give it back, it's still a perfectly valid matana. It doesn't remove the fact that this was a matana, and therefore you're not over by your rabbi yamatzay no matter what. But he says, the minig is not to do this because of the chumim of chomets. But here, it definitely would work. Certainly, if it wasn't for this concept of chumer de chometz. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'nira de bezel l'didei bevada in lahachmer b'di'evit." He says, even according to his opinion that you shouldn't do this lechatchila, certainly everybody would agree that b'di'evit this would be acceptable. It wouldn't be chomer shavu'ot as a Pesach. However, he brings down the Chok Yaakov disagrees with this. Ayin Sham and the rest of this Bir Halacha. With this, we Baruch Hashem conclude after 6.5 days of Shiurim Sif Gimel, and now we start Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes. Rashai Yisroel Lomar Leinu Yehudi. It is permissible for a person to tell a non-Jewish person at Bishoah Chamishis Okodem, before the Isser of Chometz takes effect on Erev Pesach, at least Midi Rabbanon, and certainly any time before that. Acha Atalokea Chometz B'maneh, he says, instead of buying my Chometz for me for a maneh, Kach B'masayim, buy $200 worth of Chometz for me, not only $100 worth of Chometz for me, because Shemo et Starech, because maybe I'm going to need chametz, and therefore I'll buy it back from you after Pesach, and don't worry, it's going to be a good deal for you. So, is that allowed? So the Mechaber says, yes, that is permissible. Rashoi, a person can say this. Let's understand this a little bit better. Looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chav Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, Shikach chametz harbe, B'sach Masayim. Don't buy only $100 worth of chametz for me. Buy $200 worth of chametz for me. Af b'shenu tzorech likach el b'mona. Even though you really only want to buy $100 worth of chametz. Because kishet tzorech achar Pesach. Because when I need chametz after Pesach, ekochenu mimcho. Don't worry, I will buy it from you then. V'ten l'cha revach akol asach. And don't worry, whatever profit you think you're going to make for $100, you're going to make even more profit for buying $200 worth of chametz. Now, the Yerusha footnote number 91 brings down, even though Val Shanachri Maven, Nachri understands what's going on over here. He's not a fool. Shekol Kavanas Yisrael b'mechirazu enu ela k'dei li'notzal mi'isur chametz. Even though he knows you really don't want to get rid of all that liquor that you have, and instead of buying $100, you tell him to buy $200 worth of liquor, and essentially, wink, wink, don't worry, I'm going to buy it back from you. You're not going to lose. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan says this is perfectly acceptable. It's not called a harama because it's a real valid sale. It's a mechira gemura, and therefore it is permissible. This Dirshu footnote continues all the way in the back on page 14, and he writes, what about if you were to tell the Nachri, take over here this $100 worth of stuff, but pay for it $200. But don't worry. Don't worry, you're going to still profit on the deal. So for the Mishnah Berurah, that would seem to be osur. He has to buy $200 worth. He can't take over here $100 worth of chametz and have the guy pay for it $200. That's not allowed. Shosur. And not like the Bach, who seems to say that that would be mutter as well. And he continues and he writes, the understanding why this would be osur is based upon Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who writes, Shekivan Shanachri Kones Aschore Biyosim Ech Deishavya. The Nachri is buying $100 worth of liquor over here for $200. And therefore, it's clear, it's clear that the only option he has is to sell this back to the Yid for $250, because nobody else is going to buy it for $200. It's only worth $100. So it's nicker over here that it's not a real mechira, and it's just a haroma. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah would say, in this situation, it's no good. But to actually sell him $200 worth of liquor for $200, even though he only wanted to buy $100 worth of liquor for $100, that is acceptable. That's not considered a haroma. As the Aruch HaShulchan said, that's a full-fledged sale. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Chof Gimel, and he writes, Shemo et starech, maybe I'll need this. V'achronim kosu, and the achronim write, and you can see this in the Shaar Tzion in Os Samach Aleph, this is the opinion of the Elyar Rabba, the Matiyud, the Graz, and the Makor Chaim. The Rashai afilu laftiach, you can even tell the guy, promise the guy, Sheyach zor yiknem imenu v'yitin l'revach. Don't worry, if you buy $200 now, even though you only want $100, I'll make it worth your while, and I'll pay you $250 for it after Pesach. That is heter gomer. That's not a harama because, as we pointed out, it is a full-fledged sale. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, Avo lo yimkor lo, v'lo yitin lo, al tanai, but you shouldn't sell it to him or give it to him based upon any sort of a tanai, a condition, because v'im also kain, hariz over b'bayiro b'yimotze. Because if you do this, you could be over b'bayiro b'yimotze, because if he doesn't fulfill the condition, you own that chametz midaraisa. So therefore the rabbi said, don't do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Katan Chav Dalet, Mayri Shama Beloshon Im. He says, I'm giving this to you if you do something. Dahainu, Im Tased Dover Ploni. If you do such and such a thing, B'Selach HaPesach, during Pesach, or Oliachar HaPesach, then HaChomitz Nosun L'cha, then the Chomitz that I gave you is now retroactively yours from before Pesach, or Mochel L'cha, or sold to you from before Pesach. But that's based upon the Nochri doing something. The calls man shalonis kaima tonight, and until the Nachri actually does this, adayin in the chametz mocher v'nosen. The chametz still belongs to the Yid, so you're vaday over by your Rabbi Yamotze. Let's say you tell him on Cholam Moed, I want you to do on the fourth day of Pesach, I want you to jump up and down five times. So only at that point does the chametz become the Nachri's. For the first 4 days, the Yid was over by your Rabbi Yamotze, and therefore, this is absolutely no good. It's not even a chashash by your Rabbi, it's a vaday by your Rabbi Yamotze until he does the tonight. However, Avalim Amar Lo, if you were to tell the guy, Harini Nosin L'chomei Achshav, this chametz belongs to you as of now. At the point that you do the Tanai, that will be retroactively that you owned it from this point in time. Amanash Shatasid Dover Ploni, when you jump up and down four times on Chol HaMoed, it really belonged to you from the start of Pesach, then Shayach HaChomitz L'Akum Tekef. As soon as the Akum does the Tanai, it belongs to the Akum Imis Kaim HaTanai L'Besof, as long as he eventually fulfills the Tanai. And therefore, they know also Rak Mishul Chum in the Chometz. And since if he does it tonight, you technically aren't over by your Rabbi Yamatze, we only recommend that you not do this because of the Chumra of Chometz. As we've already just learned a moment ago, Uchel De'el B'Sof Sif Gimel, as we just learned. Alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Inami, mai afilu me'achshav. It could be that he owns it from right now. Or if the tnai was that the yid said to him, whenever I give you money, I can take it back from you, that's also no good. Because at any moment, this tnai could become over, and you could buy it back from the goy at any moment in time. So therefore, this is no good. This isn't a good mechira over here, because you could get it back at any moment. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'da'ot, the scheme of Achronim, the Achronim agree that the same halacha applies. Do I din she'asu lo me'akvi? Not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person, ani moch l'cha chametz. I'm selling you my chametz al menash she'tachzi kenu li'atzmecha, that you keep it to yourself. Below timkor li'adam acher chutz mimeni, and that you not sell it to any other person in the world except you're allowed to sell it back to me. That's also no good. Why? The kivan de b'loshon tenayu. Again, this is a tenai. So what happens if the Akum says, nothing doing, buddy. I sold it to my friend." Kishiyavor Akum, Vimkarenu Lyodam Acher, and he says, I sold it in fact to somebody else. What is it? Retroactively, Tibot al Mechira l'mafreya. Now your Mechira to the Akum before Pesach is retroactively annulled. Vinimsa, and it turns out, Shaloya Chomets Konin Liakum Yolam. The guy never owned it, and therefore you are over by Rabbi Yimotze. So therefore, Chayshinan, in this situation, we're concerned. Shem Yimkarenu, maybe the Akum will sell it to somebody else, and therefore, in retrospect, B'Yavo Yisrael, Abba Yerah, Abba Yimotze. And therefore, we don't allow this. However, Avalim Amar Lo, if you in fact told a non-Jewish person, Harini Mochel Chomachiru Gemur Lechalutin, I'm definitely selling you this Chomitz for a certain period of time. Uzuchuz Zeh, Shiarti Libo, and I retain a right, Shem Tirtzu Lemochro, that if you want to go and sell it, lo timkrenu l'shum adam chutz mimeni, that you're not going to sell it to anybody else but me, in that situation, yei shomrim, there are those that say, you can see this in Sivkot and Samach Dal in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the Graz, is his understanding of the Taz. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says, lani is dati, adayin lo brira dover kol kach lahatir, me'achar sheyesh l'atzmo z'chus beguf ha'chomets. He says, I'm not so clear that this is good, because you still own over here this chomets. And even though the Graz over here understands the task to say, back to the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshom Dezeh Mutra Afilu L'Chatchila, this would be permissible even L'Chatchila, because Da'afilu M'Yavar Ha'akum Yimkar, even if the Akum would to sell it to somebody else and break the Tanai, it wasn't really a Tanai. The Mechira was a Mechira Gemura. And Lo Tibatel Mechira B'Shulzeh, it wouldn't nullify the Mechira, he just broke the Tanai or the rights that you had into it, Kim the Lomar B'Lo Shem Tanai, since you didn't say it in the form of a Tanai, Rakshi Mechira Sa'akum Tiyeh B'Tela, that the nullification of the guy's sale should occur, and you could take him to court theoretically to nullify the sale, but technically that should be good, at least the understanding of the Graz, understanding of the Taz over here. The Mishnah Berurah himself says he doesn't like this, and he says, look in the Sma in Choshen Mishpat as well. And we can see both of these ideas in the issue footnote number 93 and 94. The issue footnote number 93 he brings down in regards to somebody who gives his lulav to his friend, and he says, Harehu shalcha v'eini cha rashai litno shemadam, but it's yours only for you to use. You can't give it to somebody else. So the Bir Halacha over there in Simen Tav Reish Nun Ches brings down Shiyotze by Yechavasa. The person fulfills Lekachtem Lechem. It's his lulav and his yotze. And not like the Derech HaChaim, who says that a matana she'en a makabo yochel lis litna liacher in a matana. According to Derech HaChaim, if you can't give it to somebody else, it's not considered valid matana. And it's mash from the Bir Halacha over there. Shaf ino pasul midin esrog shel shutir, and it's not considered a partnership esrog as well in that situation. And the person could be yotze according to the more lenient opinion. The issue footnote number 94 brings down Shamakne lechaveru chayfetz amenash lo yaseh badover el adover ploni. If you give something to a person and it's on the condition that you can only do this with it and not that, harehu hamakabel shutvim b'chavetz, then you're considered partners over here. And if it's a din that partners would ruin it, for example, lekach lechem, you have to own it totally yourself, then it would not be acceptable. With this, we conclude today's shiur.